With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Just days after the primary election, Montana Democrats are meeting to debate key party issues and vote on representatives to their party's national convention in Philadelphia this summer. Corn Cates Carney reports from the event.
Around 120 Democrats from around the state are here at the Radisson Colonial Hotel in Helena. Most of the day was spent discussing broad planks on the party platform, such as agriculture, energy, and healthcare and human services. Party spokesperson Kristen Cates, of no relation, says today's discussion and debate will incorporate messages from those who support both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Supporters from both camps within the party will have to agree on what it is their party stands for. Sanders won Montana's primary 51-44%, but Clinton has been announced the party's presumed nominee.
We'll hear what Sanders supporters have to say, what Clinton supporters have to say. The party has made equal room for both presidential candidate supporters to kind of discuss issues that are important to them.
Tomorrow, party members will vote to officially embrace the platform issues. Platform Commission co-chair George Quintana told the crowd of Democrats that this was a time to come together.
So we're going to have a smooth convention and come out of here unified and ready to kick a little Trump butt.
Tomorrow, the party will also select delegates for the national convention. Montana will send 11 delegates supporting Sanders and 10 for Clinton, along with 6 unpledged superdelegates. A cardboard cutout of Hillary Clinton in a gray suit smiled at Democrats as they walked through the event doors. Bernie Sanders' likeness was absent. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
This morning, the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes released draft legislation that would transfer the National Bison Range from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to tribal control. Amy Martin has more.
Before the federal government created the National Bison Range in 1908, that land was part of the Flathead Reservation. The draft bill released today would return control of those 18,000 acres back to the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. The tribes say their intention is to continue bison conservation and public access to the bison range.
Our wildlife program is top-notch.
Rich Jansen, head of the Natural Resources Department for the CSKT.
We have the tools and the capabilities to manage this bison range in perpetuity, and I think when that occurs, this will undoubtedly improve what you see at the bison range at this time.
But Paula Dinnerstein of the group Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility says her group has filed a lawsuit to stop the proposed legislation.
We don't think that taking the refuge out of the federal system is going to give it the same kind of management and protections that it's had over the last 100 years.
Dinnerstein says the proposed transfer requires an environmental impact statement. The tribes disagree. But other organizations say the attempt to stop the transfer of the bison range may have more to do with curtailing the power of the tribes than with legitimate environmental concerns. The Montana Human Rights Network has documented anti-Indian activism on the part of several of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit. Amy Martin, Montana Public Radio.
Mineral County Sheriff's Department staff are back at work, and a mediation session is scheduled for next Wednesday. 16 employees, including dispatchers, deputies, and detention officers, have been on strike since May 30th. The Teamsters Local 2 spokesman Sean Fontaine says they're seeking higher wages and contracts that exceed 1 year.
We come in high, they come in low. The deal's always to be found, and like I said, it's somewhere in the middle where both sides can agree.
Fontaine hopes next week's mediation session will get wrapped up within 1 day. Until then, he says management and staff will work together and concentrate on their jobs.
They're excited for everybody to come back to work. The members were excited to go back to work. While we're waiting for this process to get underway for the mediation, we just don't talk about it. We don't have conversations with the employer. We don't negotiate away from the table. So it's just everyone goes back to work and does their job.
If the mediation doesn't work, Fontaine says the strike could resume. A former top manager for the Veterans Affairs Medical System in Montana claims a senior leader retaliated against her in 2014 after she filed a patient safety report over an operating room error. Diane Scotton is asking an administrative judge to award her damages for violations of the Whistleblower Protection Act. Senior VA officials deny there was any retaliation. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening.